We're also in the middle of the World Series. The Phillies are up on the Astros. So between that and the Eagles' hot start, we thought they must be going crazy on Philadelphia All Sports Radio this morning. So why don't we eavesdrop on their morning show? Let's see what the Touchdown Brothers are talking about. Tyler, if you want to bring them in.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later. That goes Peter King, and that's our football fire pit for another week with Peter King and Jake Composno. Listen, can we stop the show for a second?
What's that?
Why are we doing the football fire pit the morning after the Phillies go up 2-1?
I don't know. I don't understand
that
either.
Whose decision was that?
And hey, did Peter King drink some whole milk or something there? He cleared his throat the whole time. What's he doing?
But even beyond that, why are we talking football?
I don't know.
The morning after. It's been 42 years since we've won the World Series, and we're up 2-1. You and I went to the old vet together back
in
those days.
We did.
We were in high school. It's been that long since we've won the world. And we're talking football.
We should talk football.
I know we're the Touchdown Brothers, but come on.
No, we're the Home Run Brothers this morning.
That's right.
The Home Run Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu.
Five of them last night. Five home runs.
Can you believe it?
They had like three home runs in like the first two innings.
How many?
Three.
You mean three?
Don't get hung up on that again. Okay. Get hung up. You know how many they had.
I know.
Bryce
Harper, you need to,
Brandon Marsh.
You need to not get so excited, Tony. I mean, good God.
I can't help it.
Good God. You just got back from another open heart surgery.
Well, I know
and
that's my...
By the way, I'd like to not only welcome you back, but also welcome you to the 12-timers club. I mean, I've been here before, 12 times I've had open heart surgery. Now you've had it 12 times.
It's not that bad.
You get used to it eventually,
You know
what they did with me? They just put a port in me.
A
port.
Okay.
A port so they can reach down in there and route out my arteries without having to crack my ribs each time.
Yeah.
Because that's the part that kind of bugged me.
Yeah.
The whole cracking open the rib cage.
My doctor said, you got to lay off the Philly cheesesteak.
Hey.
And I went,
that ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
You'll be walking me to the 13-time club, all right?
That stuff can't be that bad. Anything that tastes that good can't be that bad for you.
By the way, I'd like to thank our last hour's guest, Brian Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
college football.
Yeah,
why are we talking football?
But anyway, thank you to Brian Jones, who seemed to yell at us the whole time over speakerphone. I don't know what that was all about. Philly's the best baseball team since the 27 Yankees. This Philly's team,
it
best
might be.
Since the 27
if
Yankees.
If you hit five home runs in one baseball game, you've got to be like the greatest power hitting team of all time, or the other team has an idiot manager that keeps Lance McCullers in that line. Hey, could you keep me there just a little bit longer? Maybe we can hit six. Dusty Baker, give me a break, man. That guy needs to be ripped. But hey, that's what happens when you got a baseball team from Texas.
God.
Oh, the disaster.
Oh, I can't play baseball in Texas.
They suck.
All right, we need to go to the phones here.
Let's go to the phones.
Let me see who we got here. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Home Run Brothers.
Yeah, how are you two guys doing?
Sal's doing pretty good. Not bad. Up 2-1, Sal.
I looked down as far as I could.
I'm in absolute sports heavens with the Eagles undefeated. The Phillies about to win the World Series.
Yeah, how about it?
It's great.
This is like a dream season or something.
Even the Flyerses are 5-2s and 2s.
Not bad.
Even the Sixerses have won 3 straights.
Yeah.
Best sports towns in America's.
No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind.
About it,
no doubt.
Oh. Is today my birthday, you ask? Well, yes, it is my birthday.
Well, congratulations,
Happy birthday, Sal. How old is you?
Thank you. You know, I asked my mother for Bryce Harper's posters for my birthday, and she says to me, she says, Sal, you're 39 years old today. Why don't you get a job for your birthdays? I got served by my mother.
Oh man,
you need to tell her to shut up and get back upstairs.
Yeah. That's right. I need to tell her to shut up.
Yeah. We got sports going on right now. Don't have time for work.
Besides her right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for the birthday wishes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sal.
Happy birthday, Sal.
Hey, I got some observations for you two's guys. Eagles, better than the Cowgirls.
Yep.
Phillies, better than the Astros.
No doubt.
Does Texas suck or what?
Whoa! Lone Star Survey!
Oh, Boyne! 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 All right, coming up next.
What an overrated state.
Justin Montemayor comes on to share some of his favorite Mike Schmidt-themed chicken recipes. And he'll be joined by famous actor Kevin James. Not sure how those guys know each other.
Okay.
Guess Justin won some kind of contest. Get Kevin a pair with her. That's coming up next on the Home Run Brothers.
Yeah, they're just as obnoxious about baseball as they are about football.